proclaim that today, that because it's been changed. Somebody recite that with me. Because of Jesus, I have been changed. Yeah, give him praise today. Give him praise. It's 2025. The first service here at Cross Point Church. No other place I'd rather be. No other place. You know, we leave 2024, we come into 2025, and many of us have all these questions about our lives and what's happened in 2024. Some move into 2025, ill in body, struggling with some physical ailment or situation. Others are struggling with financial situations. Others maybe with marital situations or emotional situations. It's an unknown as we move into 2025. Some celebrate moving into a new year and others don't. But there's a story that I remember in God's Word that we have talked about here before. And there's a scripture that talks about it. And let me share for a minute. God's people were held in captivity in Babylon for 70 years. And upon their release, they're coming home. And the temple needs to be rebuilt, the church. There's tons of opposition. You know the story we've talked about. There's tons of opposition going on in the land. Some just don't want the people back. They don't want this temple rebuilt. It's just like we're doing today. It's going into 2025, and there's opposition to the church. Probably more than ever. Zechariah wrote in Zechariah 4:6, he wrote this scripture. He says, "It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord." Not by might. That means it's not by human strength. That's what that means. There's no human strength that we have inside of us that could come in and rebuild this temple. We don't have the human ability to do it. It's not by power, it says. We can't go into 2025 with our power. That means our human influence or our human authority or our human ability. You know, if it would have just stopped right there, church, we'd be kind of out in left field. We'd be kind of lost. But Zechariah comes in with the clincher of victory. He says, "But by my spirit, says the Lord." By my spirit, says the Lord. You could go into 2025 because by my spirit, that spirit will lead you and guide you and change you and transform you. You don't have to look at 2025 and say, "I cannot make it another day," regardless of what the situation was. They didn't come back to the city and say, "Hey, we can't do this." He says, "Listen, it's not by your human ability, your human strength, or your human influence." Church, you're not moving into 2025 by your human strength or your human influence. And if you are, you're going to be lost. But by my spirit. My spirit will guide you. My spirit will transform you. My spirit will lead you and make a way. We have that access today, church. You and I have access to the throne today. And we're going to talk about that as we launch the National Week of Prayer today. But before we do that, we're going to enter 2025 as a church around the communion table. No better way to go into 2025. So church, have yourself a seat. If you walked in here today and you did not get a cup in the back, you should have had one of these, right? If you're watching online in the broadcast ministry, just join with us as we go through a time of communion. If you did not get one of these, you could go in the back right now and you'll grab one from the First Impressions team. They will help you along. We are going to go around God's table today. Go through a time of communion to launch 2025. Not by might, not by power, but by God's Spirit. So if you brought one of these with you, if they're to just tear the one part on the bottom. There's a little wafer. You can pull that aside. Jesus did the same thing. He got together with his friends around the table, the Last Supper, you know, and there is some uncertainty there. There is some, I don't understand, as he gathered with the disciples around the table. And, you know, they didn't have all the answers, just like we don't have all the answers moving into 2025. But around this table was Jesus. They sat with Jesus. Because of what Jesus did on the cross and rising the third day, you have access to him through prayer and through that spirit that I just mentioned. So Jesus gathered around some uncertainty that day, some question marks, some confusion, but they believed and they sat with him. And the scripture says, on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. And he said, "This is my body, for which I'm giving to you. Do this in remembrance of me." We're going to do that today, folks, as we move into 2025, remembering what Jesus Christ did and the power of the Spirit that's available to us today. So let's pray. Father, Lord God, we thank you. And we do remember, Lord. We remember your sacrifices. We remember everything you've done. We remember that we have the authority in your spirit, the power, Lord God. We celebrate that, and we do what the scripture commands us. We remember today. As we enter into 2025, Lord God, we remember. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Church, let's partake together. On the other end of your cup, you have the juice that you can just take off the top there. Jesus says it the same way that, you know, as he's gathered around the table of his friends, as we gather around the friends here at Cross Point Church and those watching online. He says, this cup that I am circulating among my friends is a new covenant. It's not 2024 anymore, because I got something better in 2025. And they circulated this cup around the table. He said, this is a new covenant of my blood. And whenever you drink of this, remember me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes back. Church, that is the church age. We are there today. And you have the power of that spirit at your disposal. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we remember the sacrifice. Lord God, we don't want what 2024 had for us. Cross Point Church wants 2025. We want something new. We want an outpouring, Lord God, of that spirit, Lord. We celebrate and we remember. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Lord, help us, guide us, direct us. Let's partake together. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. 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 What a way to start 2025, right, folks? Amen. Give the Lord a praise today. Yep. Good morning. Now, half of you are still probably a little asleep, trying to get through the holidays, right? Trying to get through everything. And I got something to say on behalf of myself, my wife, our worship pastor, and all the leadership at Cross Point Church. Happy New Year to all of you. Happy New Year. We believe that 2025 is going to be a year of impact. We are proclaiming that here at Cross Point Church, the year of impact. So welcome, and all those that are watching on Facebook and TikTok and all those platforms that we are now broadcasting to, YouTube and the online campus and the weekly podcast, our broadcast ministry continues to grow. Welcome to Cross Point Church in 2025. I can't believe I'm even saying it, right? 2025. I'm doing really good this year already. Today's the 5th of January, and I've not made a mistake and said 2024. Now, I teased the worship team in prayer this morning. I kind of said, hey, 2024, and the drummer, Tim, says, hey, it's 2025. I said, you're right. My little test to make sure we're all awake. Happy New Year. Thank you so much to my friend, Keith Stevens, who preached for us last week. I hope you were blessed. I was blessed for Brother Keith. He was here with his wife, Debbie, preached for us last week, the last service of 2024, if you know. If you weren't here, Keith is retired from Grace Fellowship, and he came in to bless us. And boy, what a blessing. Think before you speak, right? He's talking about think before you speak in 2025. Think before you speak. You can watch that service online at cpoint.church if you did not see that. Today we are launching the Assemblies of God National Week of Prayer. That's why you see behind your pastor the word prayer. Up on the left screen and the right screen, you will watch the broadcast ministry. If you're new to Crosspoint today and you're sitting in the house and you walked in maybe for the first time and you have not been attending much, the two screens on my right and my left, your right and your left, are the broadcast screens. What you're seeing there is what everybody out in our broadcast ministry is watching. The middle screen is for the house. They don't see that, but we try to project everything to them. So we are launching the National Week of Prayer. We're going to be talking about that today with a focus on missions. Missions to impact lives, to transform lives. Today's message title is Advancing God's Kingdom Through Missions. That is the theme of the National Week of Prayer launching today for the Assemblies of God. Yes, you walked into an Assemblies of God Pentecostal Full Gospel Church today. Which only means if the Bible says it, we believe it, right? Full gospel, we believe it. We don't try to explain a lot of things away if we don't understand why God wants it that way, but if the Bible says it, we believe it from Genesis to Revelation and everything in between. But one of the core things in God's word is prayer. Prayer, right? And we're going to do that as we move through this morning's message. Missions is central to God. Missions, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, telling other people is missions, right? Whether it's local here, across the street, around the world, missions is core to God's heart. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad somebody told you about Jesus? I'm so glad my mom told me about Jesus. Thank you, Mom, for telling me about Jesus. Missions is central to the heart of God. And his final command, he made it clear, Matthew 28, 19 through 20, we recognize this as the Great Commission. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. Boy, that's hard, right? Somebody say, Pastor, that's hard. That's hard, right? We're going to do it anyways. And surely then I will be with you always to the very ends of the age. Missions is God's love for the entire world. You see that love almost every week on those football games, which is today is the last, I think, regular season games for the NFL. And you see this scripture often, and it's John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and that whoever would believe in him would not perish, but have eternal life. That's for you and I. The heart of everybody that's seeking, the heart of everybody sending out the message, God's heart, is eternal life for all of us. Earth is not the final resting place of us, right? We are just going through. God has a very deep desire for you and I to know him. And the only way we get to know him is if somebody introduces us to him, right? God's global vision. God has a vision. Next week, if you come on January 12th, I will be preaching on vision, as Pastor Mike talked about. The vision of Crosspoint Church for 2025. Vision Sunday. God has a vision. To reach all nations, tribes, and tongues. That's his vision. And God promised Abraham that all nations would be blessed through him. Genesis 12:3 says, I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you will be cursed. All the people on the earth will be blessed through you. You're being blessed because of a scripture right there, right? It flows to each and every one of us. Missions. This church that you are sitting in today or watching online is absolutely committed to prayer and missions. This church is committed. Many prayer sessions happen throughout the week, and we believe in missions, right? I will bless those who bless you, curse those who curse you, and all the people on the earth will be blessed through you. And I want to show you a scripture today, folks, that shows you the end result of the missions on planet earth. And it's in Revelation 7:9. Now, we don't use Revelation scriptures an awful lot just because they are really confusing to many. I'm going to try to make it really simple for you today. When John wrote Revelation, right? When he wrote Revelation, he was in exile on an island, and the island was Patmos in the Aegean Sea, 60 miles or so southwest of Turkey, right? Modern-day Turkey. For preaching the gospel. And he started getting visions from the Lord Jesus. And he started to write them down. And he's writing down things that happened in the past. He's writing down things that happened present. He writes down things that were going to happen in the future. Okay, you got that? Past, present, future. And then he's writing in Revelation things that happened, events that happened on planet Earth and in heaven. Right? That's a lot going on. Past, present, future, where's it happening, either in heaven or on earth? So here in Revelation 7:9, he is writing about future events in heaven, okay? And he's going to tell us what it looks like. The result of you and I spending time in prayer and missions. Revelation 7:9, after this I looked, he says, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count. He's talking about in heaven. From every nation, tribe, people, and language. God got them all. Standing before the throne and before the Lamb, Jesus. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. So he's writing about the future. He's on the island of Patmos, exiled because preaching the gospel of Jesus. God gives him a vision to write down, which became that scripture in Revelation. Here's what it's going to look like over centuries of prayer and missions in the world. And that is the scripture. It's his vision that the Lord Jesus Christ gave him because of your work and mine. This is what it looks like. He talks about the great multitude. That is all the people. And the Bible says there are too many to count. That represents, church, the success of the mission endeavor. The global mission vision that God had and he launched, that is the result. Too many people, the great multitude of those that were reached, because you and I, in the church age, which is today, prayed and committed ourselves to missions, which is the theme, the National Week of the Assemblies of God prayer that starts today. And he's given this review or this view of what it's looking like. And then he says, every nation, tribe, people, and language. God is a diverse God. He doesn't care where you're at. He doesn't care what color your skin is. He doesn't care about any. He just doesn't care. He's going to come looking for you. And that scripture tells you he finds you. All different nations, all different tribes, all different people are standing there in the future in his vision because they were reached on planet Earth. It says they were clothed in white robes. That represents purity. Being redeemed by the blood of the Lamb of Jesus Christ. That means they accepted Christ as Savior. And that brought them to this point. I pray that that will bring all of us to the same point. It talks about palm branches in their hands. That's a celebration. The scripture talks about how they celebrated with palm branches back at some of the feasts and stuff, the celebrations, the festivals, right? They would use palm branches. You know, palm branches were used as Jesus came into the city on the donkey. They used palm branches. It symbolizes celebration for victory. And here in this scripture, it is a celebration and victory because people are standing there because missions brought them there. Somebody prayed. And the mission of the church, and they're standing there. This is future church. Many, if not all of us, will be there. I pray you will be there. I pray I'm in the front of the line. I'm teasing. God's heart is to redeem people from every corner of the world. So you ask the question, Pastor, what's my role? What is my role as we launch the National Week of Prayer, specifically praying for missions? What is my role? What is your role? You are the messenger. I am the messenger that God is using on planet Earth to reach these people. You have been given a commandment to reach these people. You are the messenger of heaven today. Now, that seems like a pretty heavy load. And it is. It's a command to reach people. It's a command. You and I are serving this role to carry out the mission to reach people, not only locally, but all throughout the world. See, it's like this. Today we begin praying for God to give us this heart for the lost, a new, deeper understanding, a more deeper conviction for the lost, whether they're across the street or around the world. Church missions, reaching people, starts at home. It starts at home. We think that missions is about faraway places, right? We just have this connotation in our minds that it's always some far off place. But missions starts in our local community. It starts in our local community. And the messenger's role, you and I, is to tell those people about Jesus. To tell those people about Jesus. God has placed you there. God had strategically placed his messenger right where you're at today. Now, some of us may say, I don't like where I'm at. You may say, I don't like where I'm at. I don't like the job I have. I don't like the situation. I don't like this or that. But I will tell you this, you are right where God wants you to be. So therefore, your responsibility is to reach somebody in that location. You are God's ambassador right where you're at. What are you doing about that? What are we doing about that, church? Who are we talking to? God's placed us in this place we call community. Acts 1:8 reads like this, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses to Jerusalem, that's your local area, to all Judea and Samaria, that's the outer regions, mostly populated by the Jewish population, and then they go beyond, it says, to all the ends of the earth. So it starts here at home. It gets out to the Louisvilles and the Perrys and the North Cantons and you name it, right? The surrounding regions and then beyond. And then it goes throughout the entire world, right? The gospel spreads out. It's at home first and then it spreads. And it says, you will be my witnesses in all Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria. That's the process of how we do it. They're describing the process of how we reach people. And you notice it's at home first, your Jerusalem, your home, town, your community, where they were. You got to start here first. A lot of times we want to reach people on the other side of the planet, and there's people in our own backyard that are lost. And the ambassador to those people are you and I. But we are sending people throughout the world when there's somebody right next to us that needs your involvement in their lives. That's the missions process being described to you and I on how we do it. Your community, your workplace, your neighborhood, places you hang out, the coffee shop that you go to, whatever, right? And our church, Cross Point Church, is the hub of that mission outreach here. We are the hub of everybody that is part of this church community here that we call Cross Point, not only in the house, but online. This is the hub of the mission outreach. Through Journey Night on Wednesday nights, to all the programs that we talk about throughout the year, many programs, many more in 2025. Many programs and outreaches and things that we do. Why? We do those to reach people in our community with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're the hub. The church down the street is the hub for them. The church up the road is the hub for them, right? Many churches, that's the hub for that church to reach people. Through missions. The role, the vessel, you and I, the messengers. That is a tremendous responsibility. And we have to be willing to do it. We have to be willing to participate. We have to be willing to go. And we have to be willing to send somebody if we can't go. So first of all, we have to be willing to do it. We have to be willing to spread the name of Jesus to the people next to us. We have to participate. If God calls you to go someplace, you have to be willing to go. Physically, leave and go. And if you can't go, but God's called you to reach somebody in some foreign land or foreign state or outside of Ohio, what have you, you have to be willing to send somebody else. Pastor, how do we do that? Normally, we write a check. That's why the missions budget of this church is so large. So large. I want to participate. I want to go. And I'm going to send somebody. Look what it says in Isaiah 6:8, church. Here's the call to the mission field. Isaiah says, "Then I heard this voice of the Lord saying, who am I going to send? Who will go for us? And Isaiah said, here I am. Send me. I don't know where I'm headed. I don't know what you want me to do, but I am willing to participate and I am willing to go. But by my spirit, says the Lord, I'm going to do it. Send me. I don't know how many people in church today will say, Pastor, send me. And you don't know where you're headed and you don't know what you're getting into. That's probably virtually every missionary that our church sends to a foreign land or throughout the United States. Send me locally. Send me locally to those in the community that need to hear about Jesus. Use me. Use me in a foreign land. If it's me, I'll go. Some are just called to dedicate their lives in foreign countries. Paul. The Apostle Paul, 4 missionary journeys, building, establishing churches in foreign lands, and then training and discipling people in those areas to carry on the message. There's an evangelist, a missionary. The Great Commission to do all this that I just mentioned a few minutes ago comes with this promise, church. Matthew 28:20, it says, and surely, if you do it, I am with you always to the very ends of the age. I'm going with you, he says. By my Spirit, says the Lord, I'm coming along. You are not alone, church. You are not alone entering 2025. You are not alone. In a few minutes, we're going to learn about the prayer that we're going to be doing. But the Holy Spirit will empower us, church. In Acts 1:8, it says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. I will give you boldness, wisdom, and the words to speak, is what that means. That power is going to come on you, and you'll be able to speak to people that you never thought you could do it. You'll be able to participate with people and share with them, and you will be able to engage them in talking about Jesus, giving words and wisdom and boldness that you never thought you had. You know why? Because he's going to empower you and give it to you. How many have been there already, right? I can't believe I said that. I can't believe that came out of my mouth. I didn't know I knew that. I didn't understand it, but I could recite it. I didn't get it, but God gave it. Why? Because I'm participating in missions. I'm going to reach somebody. I'm going to do something, right? The theme of missions. I'm going to go and be bold, be empowered, and trust God. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 3:6, he says, I planted a seed. Many of us have planted many seeds. Apollos, his friend, watered it. But God made it grow. God causes the spiritual growth. But we're the servants he uses. Right? Church, our job is to be faithful. God will bring the results. See, we're not out there to save everybody. You're out there to tell everybody. And then let God. We're there to love, not convict. See, we get things a little off kilter a little bit, folks. We think we're there to convict. We're never there to convict anybody of anything. Who are we to convict anybody? We're just there to tell them. God will come in and give them victory, right? And most of you, if not all of you, know exactly what I'm talking about because you are the recipient of everything I'm saying today. Your pastor included. Victory. God came in. God came in. But by my Spirit, God came in and made a change. But by his Spirit. Talking about faithfulness, let me give you a quick little sidebar. I want to talk to you for a second here about the resurrection seed offering that we've been talking about for months and months and months. About faithfulness and obedience. Back in Easter, God laid on my heart to run this campaign, I would call it. I don't know if I want to really use that word, but God gave this thing a birth in my spirit that we needed to sow into a struggling church. At that time, we didn't know. Remember, it was a struggling church. But the people were faithful. I was obedient and launched this and said, let's go. I didn't even know where we were headed with this. And we have testified many times throughout the months, Lord, what's going on? We almost diverted the path because it wasn't happening as quickly as we wanted it to happen. We were going to raise money in Easter 2024, and we did. $33,000, which still sits in an account. That we were going to seed into a struggling church. I was obedient to proclaim it. You were faithful to give. Why? To reach a soul. To a struggling church that didn't have the ability to do something in their local community because they didn't have the funds to do it. And this church said, let's raise those funds and seed them into another church. And months and months and months went by, and church after church after church, you know, the testimony went by. The obedience was there, the faithfulness was there, but, you know, we're starting to kind of like crumble a little bit under the, are we trusting God enough? And God props us up again and says, listen, wait. Just wait. I will come in. And God did. Believing God for the final result. He did. come next week, when you come to Vision Sunday, you're going to see and hear what God did. You don't want to miss next week. That is a Sunday you do not want to miss. If you're watching online today, I would challenge you to do everything you can to make it into the house if you can. Now, I know there's many people that are watching us not only throughout the United States, but abroad. We reached 12 countries in 2024. 20 countries in 2025. I say we broadcast to 20 countries in 2025. I don't even want to put a cap on God, right? You come next week, you'll find out what God has been up to. It's crazy. You'll have to come next week. Missions is accomplished through that prayer and giving. Prayer and giving accomplishes missions. See, we can pray. That is the foundation of missions, is prayer. The foundation of missions is prayer. Colossians 4:3 says, and pray for us. Paul says, listen, I'm in prison, is what he's saying. Excuse me. He's writing to the church in Colossae. It's a city, right? Modern-day Turkey. That God may open up a door for this message, our message about Jesus, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am now in chains, because I'm in prison. The man's in prison. He's writing a letter saying, listen, I don't care I'm in prison. I don't care what happened to me in 2024. I don't care how I'm bound with some ailment or situation. God still says, I'm a messenger. I'm going to go out and do what God's called me to do. He's writing a letter bound in chains saying, listen, I need your prayer. I need to get the message out there more than I have already. I need to get it out. Will you pray with me? This church is kind of in disarray at that particular time. He's trying to refocus them back. Your pastor's going to refocus us back to what we're here to do. In 2025, the year of impact for Cross Point Church, the year of impact, the foundation of missions work is prayer. Paul's primary concern wasn't about his next meal, the fact that his hands were shackled in chains. His primary concern was get the word out. Can you imagine writing a letter shackled in chains? And wanting to get the word out and figuring out how to get the letter to the church. And he did it. And he's asking for prayer. Your pastor is asking for prayer today for the importance of missions. Church, we can give. We can pray and we can give. Missionaries rely on us to send them and to sustain their work. To send them and to sustain their work. Missions is not a suggestion. It's a command. It's the heartbeat of the church. And through it, we can make an eternal impact on the lives of others. If we participate, if we go ourselves, or we send somebody. My question today is, will Cross Point Church continue to heed this call? This church supports over 70 missionaries or mission endeavors, both locally, throughout the state of Ohio, and abroad. We call that U.S. missions and world missions. And this church participates in supports over 70 missionary endeavors or outreaches or people. In this last fiscal year of 2024, as the numbers come in for Cross Point Church from our bookkeeper and our treasurer, it appears to us that the missions budget may be in the red. That pains your pastor. Because this church will never not send a check to a missionary. And we did. We sent the checks. And the missions budget is starting to slip a little bit. And I'm here to refocus this church on missions. We are going to participate, go ourselves, or send somebody. Why? Because the blessing that the scripture teaches us is going to fall on us if we pray and we move towards missions. This church is going to be missions-minded. We are going to reach people locally. That's the participation. We are going to go ourselves. If there's somebody here in Cross Point Church or watching online that's saying, Pastor, I'm feeling led to get into a missions endeavor, to go to a foreign place in Ohio or United States or abroad, just come see me. Come see me. So therefore, today, church, I would officially announce that this church is starting a 21 days of prayer and fasting. Effective today for prayer. The fasting part will start tomorrow. I'm going to talk to you here for a few minutes about that. Your pastor is now calling a 21 days of prayer and fasting. The first 7 days of prayer will be the National Prayer Week of the Assemblies of God, which I will talk about. And then the next 14 days will be areas of prayer generally and for whatever we call for. Next week, I will call for prayer for vision of the church, which we'll talk about next week. Talk about vision next week. This church is going to pray and fast. Now, you say to yourselves, the praying, I could do that, Pastor. I can pray, but you know, the fasting part's a little hard. I just challenge you to fast, abstain from whatever God lays on your heart to abstain from. Food, meals, days without meals, whatever the case may be. Social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever. Why? Because that's something that pains you if you didn't have it. That's how you get victory over it. You fast it. I'll allow God, let God speak to each and every one of us. And the word for 2025 that we're going to be talking about a lot around Cross Point Church is 2025, the word is going to be impact. And we're going to launch it today. This church is going to make an impact, a greater impact than we ever have, a greater impact than we've ever done. It's going to impact. I'm going to ask each and every one of you here today and watching online to pick some place of impact in your life that you're going to say, God, I'm praying over this. I'm going to make an impact in some situation, somebody's life, a ministry, whatever it may be, whatever God lays on your heart, I want you to make an impact. The church as a whole is going to make an impact. As we build out more programs in 2025, more outreach in 2025 than we've ever done, more broadcasts or whatever it may be, as God lays that on the leadership's heart, I would ask that you pray and seek God for where he wants you to make the impact. Maybe it's just one person. Maybe you have a friend or a family member that really, really needs Jesus. And you're the ambassador. Everybody needs Jesus. But you're the ambassador, and you would say, there's no way that person's going to accept Jesus. Not by might, nor by power, but by the Spirit. It's not your job. You're the messenger. And today, I'm calling this church to 21 days of prayer and fasting to make an impact. Not only in our lives, but the lives of others. Today, we'll start the impact with the National Assemblies of God Week of Prayer that launches today. Now, when you walked in today or you look online, there is prayer points that you see in the back of your bulletin, the 7 days of prayer launching today. They're on the back of your bulletin, so if you didn't get one when you're leaving, check it out, please. Online, you'll see it on Facebook. On the church's Facebook page every single day. So if you don't have a bulletin or you forgot it or you lost it, you'll see it on Facebook if you're online a lot. You'll see each day the church will post the prayer, daily prayer point. We want you to pray for that. All missions-based, church. All missions-based. As we refocus on reaching the lost, Cross Point Church should be filled by the end of 2025. It should be filled. Every pew should be filled. The balcony should be filled. The online broadcast ministry should have so many more people. Now, it's loaded now, but we don't put limits on heaven. We're going to go out and we're going to make an impact. You'll see the prayer points on Facebook. Pastor Mike talked about text alerts. If you're not part of the text alert program, you can be today by texting the word CP Church, like he mentioned, to the number 24251. If you got a smartphone that does texting, go to your texting app, your messenger app, whatever it is, and put in the 2, the number 24251, excuse me, and type in the message CP Church. You would then be automatically added to the text alert system, and you'll get the prayer points every day right on your phone. Now, church, you can't beat that. How simple. Robin, who leads our prayer ministry, posted out on the prayer team today, this morning, the first prayer point for Sunday, and I'm going to get to that here in a second. Maybe she's going to plan on doing that daily. I would imagine she probably would, as she's done in the past. But there is several ways to get the prayer points into your hand to pray. Church, I'm not asking you to pray for 7 hours. I'm asking you to pray for a minute or 5 or 10 or whatever God lays on your heart. Crosspoint Church prays. And we fast. And what a way to start the new year. If you're struggling with something today, as I mentioned at the beginning of the service, if you're struggling with something, this is the opportunity God has given you to change that situation through prayer and fasting. To make a difference. The vehicles that God has given us in His Word to transform a situation or a life by praying for it and fasting over it. You have the opportunity. Today's prayer point, as you'll see in the back of your bulletin, it says, pray that the church of Jesus Christ will be established in every nation and among all people of the world. So church, I tell you what, let's do that right now. Let's just bow our hearts and let's just do that. Father God, in Jesus' name. Father God, I pray right now for the church, the global church of Jesus Christ. Lord God, I pray that that church, through the messengers that you send, will reach everybody throughout the nations, among all people of the world, Lord God, I pray. And I believe by your Spirit, Lord God, and the messengers, the roles that we play, I pray, Lord God, that that message reaches every person on the face of this planet in 2025. And in our local community, Lord God, of Canton, Ohio, in the surrounding Samarias and Judeas, I pray the Crosspoint Church goes out in these regions and they participate, they go, they send, that we, this church, the hub of the missions of our church, the people go out and they reach other people, that each one of us reach at least one person. Lord God, I believe your scriptures are true. I believe not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit, that you will deliver the results if we just go out and send the message. Lord God, I pray that that church is just established globally, not by something that I can do by myself or something that somebody here can do by themselves, but Lord God, you do because we listened and we obeyed and we were faithful. Lord God, I pray for that today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, I just gave you a boost. We just prayed corporately on the first prayer point on Sunday of the National Week of Prayer. Now, you can continue to pray throughout the day. Don't go home and say, oh, Pastor already did it for me. You can pray. Church, on Monday, tomorrow, we will pray for God's Spirit to be poured out on schools and college campuses throughout the United States. Should be on the screen behind me. There it is. Church, can we pray for that tomorrow? Parents' heart prayer that happens on the fourth Thursday of each month prays this for the schools in the surrounding area. We love our children, right? On Tuesday, we're going to pray for missionaries and global workers serving in areas of conflict, disaster, and tragedy. Some missionaries are called global workers because they're in very sensitive areas. They can't be called missionaries. So they use the word global workers, just so you know. In a minute, I'm going to tell you about one of those. Wednesday, we're going to pray for missionaries serving in the U.S. as military, institutional, or vocational chaplains and those ministering in cross-cultural environments at home on Wednesday. I would challenge Pastor Mike to open Journey Night with that prayer. And I'm sure he can. And I'm sure he will. Thursday, we'll pray for the gospel to be made known to those who have never heard it. Church, there's somebody in our lives that's never heard the gospel. You are now being commissioned as the ambassador to spread that message to them. God is counting on you. We'll pray for you on that day as we all deliver that message. On Friday, we will pray for freedom, for those battling addiction, and for families to be restored. Well, we pray for every Wednesday night. Many of you are sitting here today or maybe watching online that came to the church through Celebrate Recovery. Because the church prayed for you to recover, and you're here. Give them glory today, church. Hallelujah. Give them glory. On Saturday, we will say, send me. Pray that God will prepare our hearts to actively participate in missions by committing to prayer, giving, and going. This church is committed to prayer, to giving, and going. And we're going to refocus on that in 2025. Then next week, on Sunday, as we wrap up the week of prayer, we will come in on Vision Sunday, January 12th. And hear what God has laid on your pastor's heart for 2025 and beyond. And we'll have Vision Sunday. And you will pray for the special guests that will show up that day. Not the ones only that I have invited, I know are coming, to speak what is going on. But those that will show up that we didn't know were even going to come. And we will pray that day for them and their situations. And we will pray for Wednesday, January 22nd, as one of those global workers, Dale Kukau, comes into our church and starts what I call Missionary Spotlight on a Wednesday night, allowing the church to connect with a missionary every so often on a Wednesday or a Sunday. Throughout 2025, we will have a few missionaries coming to speak to us from the platform, from the pulpit. We'll have some on Wednesday night to connect with, and we'll have a class. So you can ask questions and engage and find out what's going on. We support this missionary, this global worker, because he is in a sensitive area. So on Wednesday, we will refer to him as a global worker. Then we will come into church on Sunday, January 26th, after having spent 21 days of prayer and fasting. And we'll come in on Sunday, January 26th, and we're going to pledge for 2025 missions. This church cannot be in the red in missions. We just cannot. We have several missionaries coming out of the field. They're retiring. The pastor and the missions committee, they want to replace those missionaries with other missionaries. And I don't want to sit behind a desk or a table and say we can't do it because we don't have the money. Can't do that. My wife and I will write the check. But we're not going to do it. So on that day, on the 26th of January, we are going to come together as a church and we're going to pledge missions for 2025. I've asked the staff to order some pledge cards so we can fill them out and commit to heaven. The very thing that will change your life probably more than anything in that year is you're going to commit to reach somebody else. And if you can't go on your own, you'll commit financially to reach somebody. Somebody wants to go, so I'm going to write a check and send them. Why? Because the global mission of the church is to reach every tongue, every nation, right? Every tribe, the Bible says. We're going to reach them. Crosspoint Church is going to carve out its little area. It's 70 plus missionaries. 70 isn't enough. My missions director will probably say amen to that, right, Ross? Missions needs to increase. It needs to go up. And right now, it's kind of trending down. Let that never happen again in this church. We will pledge on the 26th. And on the end of 2025, I will stand up here and proclaim God is faithful. God is faithful. And I'll have some of you stand up here and proclaim God is faithful. I participated in missions for the first time. I prayed for missions for the first time. I did things, Pastor, for the first time. And my life coming into 25 looked like this. But when I got done with 2025, because I sowed into the kingdom through missions, it looks like this. And it's been transformed. That will be you. And I'm waiting for the stories. I told the worship team to be prepared for coming around the altar in prayer before we close the service and be ready to sing a song. And I said, I didn't know if we were going to do it. I said, I just have to wait till God leads me. Let's see what God has in store. And God says, we're going to come around the altar. Because the song is, I sought the Lord and he answered. I want to challenge Cross Point Church to come to the altar as soon as they start to sing, and let's end this service around the altar where we belong, praying for the next 21 days of prayer and fasting.
Come on, church, let's seek the Lord together this morning. He is a faithful God.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. He's been my fourth man in the fire, time after time. Born of his spirit and washed in I know the author.
Church, the mountain's not too big. The mountain's not too big. I sought the Lord, and he heard me.
And he answered.
And he answered. Give him praise today. Come on, church. Hallelujah. We are proclaiming the year of impact, and we're starting with 21 days of prayer and fasting. You're going to make an impact for the kingdom this year. The Bible says, if you make an impact, I will bless you and bless your family and your land. I will deliver. I sought the Lord. He heard me, and he answered. You should sing that throughout this week as you're praying, as we launch the National Week of Prayer. And move into week 14 through 21, or pardon me, day 14 through 21. And use prayer and fasting and giving as your weapons. Let's end our service today in prayer. Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray, Lord God, you stir our hearts. I pray, Lord God, that we will make an impact in 2025. Lord God, I pray today that you stir our hearts for the lost. You give us boldness to step into 2025 to reach a soul, to be the messenger you called us to be. God, I pray you empower us no matter where we go and what we do, Lord God, as your scripture is true. Lord God, empower us, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit, Lord God. I pray as pastor of this church, I want the Spirit more than ever. Lord God, I pray for an outpouring in the Cross Point Church in 2025. Lord God, let the hub of the missions here at this church see an outpouring of a powerful, powerful outpouring from heaven. Lord God, I trust that Spirit to work in and through us, Lord. I pray, Lord God, Father God, as you have laid on my heart, it's time to go higher. Lord God, you told me we're going to make an impact. We're going to do it through vision next week, Lord God, and we're going to do exactly what you told us to do. This church, Lord God, thank you that we set our sights on something higher, not us, but heaven. Lord God, bless us as we depart today. In Jesus' name, amen. Church, let's go higher in 2025. God bless you.